of time. Here's my first point I want to get over to you. The Bible teaches us about the shortness of life and how to make it super. It's short, this life. It's short, Bubba. But it can be super. The Bible teaches us what to do that. Let me give you two scriptures. Psalm 90, verse 12. This was written by Moses. Teach us to number our days. In other words, he's talking about planning. Teach us to number our days and how short our lives really are, so that we may develop a heart of wisdom. Did you read that? Okay. Teach us to number our days and how short our lives really are, so that we can develop a heart of wisdom. You know what wisdom is? I say this a lot. That's doing something now that proves to be smart down the road. Okay? God wants to give you that. Let me give you another scripture, Proverbs 2:6. The Lord, you might, where am I going to get this wisdom? There's your answer. The Lord gives skillful and godly wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. We need all three. Okay. I'm going to be giving you information that I trust you take as knowledge. Okay? If you'll stick with it and think about it during the week, understanding of it will come. I mean, I hope you get understanding while you're here. But it will grow if you give time to it. And then, because you're getting knowledge and growing in understanding, wisdom will come out of that. You know what to do. Okay? That is huge to having a life that is super. All right? Here's another point I want to get over to you. Life, you might already know this, life doesn't seem to be fair because we didn't ask to be born. All right? Did anybody hit? Yeah, I asked to be born. No. We didn't ask to be born, and yet here we are. And now we're facing an appointment with death and the life hereafter. Okay? Now, you might say, well, I didn't ask for that. Okay? That's where you're at. That's where I'm at. I didn't ask to be born. What do you mean? What, now we're facing an appointment with death. All right? Here's what the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27. It's appointed unto man once to die, but after that, the judgment. Whoa. It is appointed unto man once to die. After that comes judgment. What do you mean judgment? We will all stand, according to the Bible, before the judgment seat of Christ. Okay? Whoa! So once you're born into this life, which we didn't ask for, now I've got an appointment with death. You know what the death rate is in Buffalo? 100%. And every other city. Now, I'm not trying to be morbid here, but I want us to get a handle on that so that we can make the best of the short time that we have here. And it can. It can be super. Jesus only lived to be 33, but brother. Well, yeah, that was Jesus. Same thing with the apostles. They didn't live all that long. The Bible says they turned the world upside down. So I'm trying to get over to you today that we've got a short life, but it can be super if we'll get a handle on time. Here's what the Bible says. I'm going to give you Ephesians 5:15 through 17, but you're going to jump in on verse 16, but here's how 15 starts off. It says, look carefully how you walk, live purposely, worthily, and accurately, not like the unwise or the witless, but as wise, sensible people, making the most of the time. Now, that's what I want to put up there now, okay? That's verse 16. Making the most of the time, buying up each opportunity because the days are evil. Well, I don't think the days are evil. That's just another way of saying everything's not just going to fall on you. So he says, make the best of the time. Make the best of the time. This short life that you have here, it can be super if you get the proper handle on time. Now, having said that, let me give you something here. There are two Greek words for time. One is where we get the word chronological, as in chronological order. That's one Greek word for time. And it's always the same. I mean, 60 minutes is 60 minutes, whether you're in Minnesota, whether you're in Texas, whether you're in California, whether you're in New York, it's always the same. And that, sadly to say, is how a lot of times we just look at time. And that's a part of it. That's a part of it. That's talking about the quantity of time. But in this verse, when he says make the most of the time, he uses a different Greek word, which talks about the quality of time. And he's saying, look, make your time count. Make your time count. Make your time count. It's very easy for us to get caught up with, well, I got my prayer time in. I got my church-going time in. I got my exercise time in. I got my sleep time in. Trying to get something here that'll, okay. Visual aid I've got here. But I've got something up there that I want you to, instead of saying, I've got my prayer time in, I got my vacation time in, we need to look at it another way. Rather than just putting your time in, you need to ask yourself, what am I putting into time? Okay, let's put that up there. I think we've got that on the screen, Kimberly, if that is there. Okay, about time. It's not about how much time we put into something, but what are we putting into our time? So instead of saying, I got my prayer time in, what did I put into my prayer time? See that? Instead of saying, I got my exercise time in, what did you put into your exercise time? In other words, if somebody were to say to you, let's look at it this way. If somebody were to say to you, did you exercise today? You've been on the couch watching TV all day. Yeah, but every time I change the channel, Dear God, you're not putting too much into that exercise time. Visual aid. So my wife for a while has told me, she said, you know, sometimes when you sleep, it seems like you're having a problem breathing and this and that. And what do I know? I'm asleep. I just know that sometimes when I get up, when I would wake up, I feel like, well, did I sleep? I feel more tired now than I. And I guess I was wrestling with breathing. Well, so I was doing a little studying about that, me being the kind of person I am. And I can remember somebody used to advertise these things called Breathe Right strips, you know. So I thought, I'm going to try that, okay? Because if you push your nose up, okay, if you push your nose up a little bit, you'll see that you breathe a little bit better, unless you have one of those nose that flips up already on its own, which you're blessed if you do. So anyway, I put that on. Dear God, what a difference. Man, I slept longer. I slept better because of that. So I was not only getting my sleep time in, I was putting something in my sleep time. And it gave me quality, okay? That's what God wants us to do with everything. Everything. The quality of time. Now, dealing with time, you have to remember this. The difference between the compass and the clock. The compass and the clock. One is directional. That's the compass. The other is managerial. If we're going to get a handle on time, we've got to see the difference between the compass, which gives us direction, okay, and the clock, which helps us manage it. Okay. Because I don't live underwater, I don't have to worry too much about my breath, how long it'll go. If I'm underwater, I'm going to watch the watch, brother. Why? Because I'm not made to breathe underwater. Okay. Here's what I want to get over to you. God has a specific direction for everyone here. Everyone. Everyone is special to God. I believe he loves us so much that if you were the only one on the planet Earth, he still would have sent Jesus just for you, just for me. He loves us. He's got a special plan. The Bible says in Ephesians, we've been predestined according to the purpose of him. He's made you for something. Everyone here has a specific direction from God. That's your compass. Okay, now, I need to get that down before I try to manage my clock. In other words, what good is it going to be if I say, you know, my wife and I are going on a trip, We're in Minnesota here. We want to take a trip to North Dakota. I've only been to the Dakotas once, and I love it. The people there are just wonderful. Scenery, this, that, and the other. I enjoyed going to Deadwood, you know, and a little bit of history there, Wild Bill Hickok type of thing. And so I enjoy it. So we're going to go on a trip, and so we're going to take time to stop along the way. We're going to take time to prepare. We're going to buy this. We're going to take time. While I'm preparing, okay, managerial, somebody says to me, how you getting? Are you flying? No, I'm going to drive. I'm going to get on 94 and go south. You're not going to go to the Dakotas, Jack. Okay. The compass is wrong. I'm going in the wrong direction. What good is it for me to say, I've got this planned, I've got that planned, we're going to do this. And that's a lot of times what we do with our life. We work from the realm of, hey, I've got this going, I've got that going, I've got this. Yeah, but are you on the path that God has for you? Everything works better when you're on the path that God has for you. Now, catch this. This is important. Guess who created us? Somebody say, yeah, God, yeah. Because he created us. He is the only one that knows what he created us for. Not us. I need his help. Well, I've always wanted to be a ballerina. Nothing against ballerinas. If that's what God created you for. So, I need to make sure I'm taking quality time to say, Lord, you not only created me for something, but this part in my life, you've created me to do something. It's different with this age than when I was 18, which was a while back, okay? It's different. Lord, what are you creating for me to do now? The compass. Once I get that, now I still need his help to manage it. Whoa. So don't put the cart before the horse. God's got something special planned for you. For you to find out what it is, you're going to have to spend time every day, just like Jesus did. The Bible says Jesus got up a great while before daylight and went out and prayed. Jesus, he's sinless. He's the Son of God. That means I need to take time every day. You don't have to do it for hours. He knows you have a job, this, that, and the other. But you can take some time. Where you sit down and you say, God, I'm here, whatever you want, just show me some way, somehow, what you want, and I'll do it. That's powerful. That's powerful. And then do it. And then do it. Every day, I need to spend some quality time with God. Remember, I told you, it's what are you putting into your prayer time. Now, you can pray while I said this last week. You can pray while you're driving. Keep your eyes open. Okay. But it's probably not going to be the same type of prayer as if there's nothing else around. And the Bible says, enter into your closet, meaning, you know, enter into a place here where nothing's going to bother you. Now I can put something into my prayer time that's really powerful. Quality time, quality time, quality time, okay? All right. Now, once I go down this path of knowing I'm doing what God has said, you might say, what if I miss it? I've missed it. I told you last week how I missed it. I thought these people were asking me to pray for this person whom they thought was demon-possessed. I thought they were demon-possessed. I went over there, tried to cast this demon out. We found out later she was just going through menopause. And, you know, and that's embarrassing, you know, type of thing. And like I said, some people were quick to say, yeah, that is a demon, you know. But anyway, listen, when that happened, here I was, I was sincere. I really thought she was demon-possessed. Come out! All that type of thing. And we found out later, it was just hormones. Now, do you think God was in heaven saying, I can't use him, he's an idiot? Okay. Angels might have been saying that. I don't know what they were saying. But I know God loves me. And he was saying, don't worry, he'll come around. Yeah, he's just young. He'll come around. And so now, that was 50 years ago. I wasn't even in ministry yet. I've been in ministry over 50 years. That's 50 years ago. And God didn't strike me dead for doing that. So you're going to make mistakes when you're taking quality time to get the compass, direction from God. You're going to make mistakes. That's okay. God won't fall off his throne. Get up again. God will show you. God will prove that what you're doing works. Hallelujah. But that's huge to be on the right path before you start managing the path. Okay? All right. So I don't want to mark time. I don't want to manage my time before I do my best to make the most of my time. Manage it. Okay, so here's what I want to get over to you to prove that you've all got a special place in God. Hebrews 12:1. Okay? God's got a course for you. You might not know what it is. Maybe you do. For instance, like me, I know I'm supposed to teach. How do I know that, if I can say this humbly? Because I had no desire to do that. I was not a good student. I was a bad student. All I wanted to do was play. And when I surrendered my life to God and God really got a hold of me, all of a sudden, I had this desire to learn and to study, which I do. And I passed that on. I've got both of my sons here today, and they're both brilliant, like their father. I'm just kidding. Okay. But I didn't have that. I wasn't born with that. All of a sudden, I couldn't read enough books. Before, I hated to read. All of a sudden, I wanted to share what I learned. That's how I know it was God. It wasn't a natural thing. So, all right. So I know that I'm doing what God's called me to do. You've got something that's just as important. It might not be behind a pulpit, but it's just as important. Look at it. If we had to depend on just things that go on in church and the pulpit, this world's going to hell. We need people out in the workplace that deal not with the sweet by and by, but the nasty now and now. Okay? And so... you've got something special. I'm going to prove that to you with the Bible. Look at this. Hebrews 12:1. God's got a special place for you. He's got a compass for you. Watch this. Let us throw aside every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily hampers our forward movement. Now, stop right there. Notice he makes a difference between something that might be holding you back. It might not be a sin. He makes a difference between a weight and a sin. Certain things can be a weight to me that, Gary, there's nothing that the Bible says this is wrong, what you're doing here, whatever that could be. But it's holding you back, okay? So he said, put that aside. Lay aside anything that's holding you back, and especially sin, okay? It's going to hamper your forward movement. And then he says this, and let us run with patience, endurance, and steady, active, persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us. God's got a course for you. And I'm telling you, it's greater than anything you want for yourself. You know what God says? He says, I'm able to do exceedingly, abundantly, superabundantly, far over and above all you dare ask or even think. I can ask big, brother. I can think big. God said, I can top it all. God loves you. So I need to take quality time to make the most of this life. And find out the course that he wants me on now. It's going to change. It's different now, like I said, at this age than when I was 18. All right. So throughout our life, we're going to have opportunities, opposition, and options. Okay. Am I going to let the opposition pull me back because things seem to be falling apart? Or am I going to make this an opportunity where I'm going to allow God to make it fall in place? Huge. So here's how I make the best of life. I have to be clear, courageous, and consistent. Clear. I know God is leading me to do this. I might not know everything, but I do know this. I know God wants me to get back in church. I know he wants me to read the Bible. I know he wants me to pray. Everybody ought to know that because the Bible tells us to do it. Okay? But then from there, I need specifics. Those are generalities. But from that, then God will say, okay, I want you to get this job over here. I want you to marry this person over here. That's what God did with me. I wasn't looking to get married. God pointed that out. I told my wife that just today. She was praying before she knew who I was for a husband. And I told her, just today, not just today, but I mean again today, okay, I said, thank you for praying for me. Dear God, I wouldn't be here today. You wouldn't be my wife today if you hadn't have done that. God got special things for you, and he wants to make it clear. But then you need to be courageous, and you need to be consistent. She was consistent to pray for a husband that she didn't know who he was or where he was. She was consistent about it. And then when I came along, and God made it clear. Okay. Now, I've got some thoughts I want to give over to you. You're going to love this one. I read this. Don't be like the individual who believed and said that he was going to live forever. And when someone asked him if he thought that would really work, he replied by saying, "So good so far. I'm going to live forever. You think that'll really work? I'm not dead yet. Give it time, Jack." Here's another thought. We're going to put this one on the screen, okay? Talking about make the most of your time. Time is powerful, okay? Watch this, okay? Don't plan your goals without first considering God. What if I would have come here and said, I got a goal. I want to play for the Minnesota Vikings, okay? I want to be on the... somebody's going to say, "Have you lost your mind?" Well, God said all things are possible, okay? Don't plan your goals without first considering God. Number two, before you work on your dreams, make sure you have God's direction. Whoa, I got a dream for this. Yeah, but is that the path God's got for you? It's always going to be better. That's what you have to fight. The devil still comes like he did in the Garden of Eden, and he tries to downplay God. Oh, you won't die if you eat from that tree. He's trying to keep you from something good. He knows you'll be like God. He lied. That's what the devil does. Don't give your heart over to God. He'll make a missionary out of you and send you to Timbuktu. Okay? God loves you more than you love yourself. Okay? So before you work on your dreams, make sure you have God's direction. Here's the last one. It's okay to desire things that will give us pleasure as long as we are consumed with God's purpose. God's not against you doing things that bring you pleasure. Not at all. But make sure you're following the purpose that God has for you. So once again, don't plan your goals without first considering God. Before you work on your dreams, make sure you have God's direction. It's okay to desire things that will give us pleasure as long as we are consumed with God's purpose. Whoa. Okay. Here's another thought I want to get over to you. I talked about being clear, courageous, and consistent. Here's why you need to get a handle on being courageous. Okay? Fear will come. I'm afraid. I'm afraid to do this. I know God's calling me, or I feel God's telling me to do this, but I'm afraid. What if it doesn't work, all right? Being courageous is not meaning there's the absence of fear. Being courageous means I'm going to move forward because I believe what God said about me. And here's what he said about you. This is in, it won't be up there, but 2 Timothy 1:7. God has not given us the spirit of fear or of cowardness, but he has given us a spirit of power, love, catch all this, and of a sound, calm, well-balanced mind, discipline, and self-control. I've got that. I've got that. You might say, "Well, how come it doesn't show up?" I need to take quality time every day and do like we did at the beginning of this service. Lord, I thank you. You've given me a spirit of power, love, sound mind, discipline, self. Thank you. That's how it works. Remember, by your words, you can bring in condemnation, damnation, or justification. You can bring in success by saying what God says. Every day I need to have quality time. In fact, that's what I'm going to speak about next week. I'm going to talk about, what are you talking about to yourself? What are you telling yourself? Because that's huge. Listen, somebody else can say you're stupid, you're stupid, you're stupid. It only becomes bad when you say it. And I'll tell you what, God doesn't call you that. You need to know what God says about you, and then you need to repeat that. Okay. Here's one little last thought I want to give to you, because I'm talking about time is short. Let's make the best of it by putting quality time into things. Quality time. So here's a little thought I want to leave you with. We might not be sure how much time we have left on planet Earth. But one thing is for sure, it's less than we had yesterday. I'm not trying to be morbid. That's the truth. It's the truth. So make the best. Make the best of it by getting into quality time. What are you putting into this time? Okay? All right. I'm going to give you a scripture. Normally, I give you a prayer to pray. This prayer is totally based on scripture, Psalm 32:8. Okay? So it's a prayer that I'm going to put up here, and you can check out Psalm 32. This is a good prayer to pray every day. I mean, this is what God said. This is God speaking. Here's what he said. So I turned it into a prayer. God said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you'll go, but I turned it into a prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you will instruct me and make me wise and teach me by showing me the way and the direction I should go. Okay, did you get that? Look it up, Psalm 32:8. So I need to take quality time every day. If you did nothing else this week, but pray that, that's going to help you. Okay? Let's go on. Thank you that you will guide, counsel, and advise me with your eyes watching over me and by giving me your perspective on how I see things. Now, you won't find that exact scripture like that because I take a lot of translations and I put them together. And that's how I came up with this prayer. But if that's true, then it would do me good to put quality time into my prayer time. And it's good to start off your morning that way and saying, Lord, thank you. You will guide. You will counsel. You will advise me with your eyes watching over me and giving me your perspective on how I see things. You'll show me what to do. You'll show me where to go. One step at a time. You might not see the whole picture, but one step at a time, God will guide you. Let's have a great life. We're here for a short time. I don't know how many more days I've got left. You don't know how many more days you've got left. But it's less than it was yesterday. But we've still got things ahead of us. In fact, if you're still breathing, God's not done with you. And I think we're all still breathing. God's not done. He's got great things for us. Let's pray, Father.